Hello, everyone. This is the third English podcast of the KBS Kyoto Project team, podcasting from Karasuma Kamichojo-machi on this, the 21st of October. As autumn deepens, we can expect a lot more visitors will come to Kyoto. We are proud to present information for those who plan to visit Kyoto. From November 1st to November 10th, the Kyoto Imperial Palace will hold its autumn viewing for the public. This is the 20th year of rule for the current emperor, as well as his 50th wedding anniversary. To celebrate, a special exhibition will be added to the northern part of the palace. Please enjoy it. Coming up, the schedule of seasonal events in Kyoto this week. Headline Kyoto. On October 22nd, Kyoto will hold the Jidai Festival. Started in 1895, this relatively modern and new event has only been held for about 100 years. The Jidai Festival features a parade of 2,000 people wearing replicas of the clothes worn during each of Japan's eras dating back to the Heian era. The parade will leave from the Imperial Palace around noon and arrive at Heian Shrine at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. For more details, please call 075-761-0221. Also on October 22nd, the Yuki Shrine in Kurama will hold the Kurama Fire Festival. The festival will begin at 6 in the evening and last until 2 o'clock in the morning. To get there, take the Eizan train line departing from Temachi-Yanagi. Please keep in mind that it is a mountain area and will get very cold at night. Also, public transportation in the area is very limited, so please check the schedule before you leave. Finally, it will be difficult to find parking, so please use public transportation. On October 24th, the Iwakura Shrine in Sakkyō District will hold its fire festival. The festival will start with the lighting of a big torch at 3 in the morning. This event has been designated as a cultural treasure of Kyoto City. And now, up-and-coming events in November. On November 15th, the Ryōzen Gogoku Shrine in Higashiyama will hold a Sakamoto Ryōma festival. Sakamoto Ryōma was one of the key figures that led to the Meiji Restoration. Next year, NHK will broadcast a drama based on his life. Considering this fact, many of his fans will likely attend this festival. On November 23rd, Kyoto City will host the Ni Namesai Festival. From ancient times, Japan has been an agricultural country. The Ni Namesai Festival is a celebration of the harvest of the five main types of grains, beans, and cereals. Ni Name means harvest. The festival will be held in various places around Kyoto. On November 26th, Kita no Tenmangu will hold the Ochatsubo Kencha Sai Festival. More than 400 years ago, Toyotomi Hideyoshi held a very large tea ceremony. This festival began because of that event. It is considered a very traditional event. That is all for this week's headlines and future events. This has been Brent Mosley for Kyoshin's Universal Campus English Schools. Thank you for listening.